Today I'm reading from a sermon Jesus preached found in John chapter 6, beginning in verse 53. Here's what the Bible says. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you will have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you have to eat to survive. Our whole world is powered, actually, by sunlight. Plants take the energy transmitted by the sun and convert it into food. And then we take the plants and power our bodies with them. You just have to have energy to survive. But if you cut off the energy, if you cut off the food source, in a matter of weeks after your body has finished consuming itself, then you die. In this mysterious passage in the book of John, Jesus applies the same principle to our spiritual lives. Essentially, he says you've got to eat to survive. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, Jesus says, you have no life in you. Now, at first blush, that sounds really barbaric, as if Jesus were endorsing cannibalism. But of course, you know that's not the case. This is symbolic language. It's a spiritual principle. And what Jesus is saying, simply, is that you need him to survive. And that makes sense if you think about it. The Bible reveals in a number of places that Jesus himself is the Creator, the source of all life. And if you cut yourself off from the Creator, you've got a big problem. You won't have what you need to survive in a universe that he created. But this passage runs just a little deeper than that. Some people figure as they read the words of Jesus that this is a reference to participating in the communion service. Because Jesus did say, after all, on the night of the Last Supper, that the bread and the wine represented his body and blood. And that ceremony certainly reminds us of the life we have in Jesus Christ. But here in John chapter 6, Jesus actually tells us what he's getting at when he tells us to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Listen to what he says just a few verses later in verse 57. "As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me." Verse 58, "This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead, he who eats this bread will live forever." And then listen to this in verse 63. "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Having a relationship with Jesus involves more than just merely going to church and participating in the symbols that have been there to remind us for thousands of years. To really find life, you've got to feed your soul on the words of Jesus. They're kind of like the rays of the sun hitting the earth, giving energy and producing life. As Christ's words fill your mind, you come back to life. You start to become what human beings used to be before we turned our backs on God. The fog lifts, our brains are vitalized, and we become more and more what God intended us to be. So really, feeding on the Word of God every morning proves to be a much better way to live.